Are you an exceptional leader? Exceptional leaders are crucial for an organization's success. What sets them apart? They possess 3 to 5 outstanding strengths that define their leadership. However, even skilled managers can stumble due to a fatal flaw and negative behavior that holds them back. Before striving for self-improvement, leaders must first tackle these flaws. They can severely impact how their overall effectiveness is perceived. To address a significant weakness effectively, first, acknowledge and understand the issue before setting measurable goals for improvement. Apologize to those affected and seek forgiveness, while also reaching out for support as needed. Don't forget to reward yourself with success. Once you've tackled your weaknesses, shift your focus to enhancing your strengths by putting in a dedicated effort to reach your fullest potential. Even without being exceptional overall, improving in one key area can significantly boost your leadership effectiveness. People who lack strong leadership skills but focus on developing expertise in one area typically rise from the lower third to near the top third in leadership capability. Focus on strengths, not weaknesses. It used to be widely believed that leadership development should fix weaknesses rather than enhance strengths. However, honing in on weaknesses only gets leaders to a basic level, it doesn't make them exceptional. Most organizations have average leaders who perform adequately but don't excel. These leaders manage tasks adequately, but they lack exceptional qualities. Consequently, they lead average teams that don't achieve outstanding results. In essence, ordinary leaders lead to ordinary organizations. The shift towards emphasizing strengths over weaknesses in leadership development began with Peter Drucker, a management expert, who in 1967 advocated that leaders should focus on what they excel in and work to enhance these areas of high competency. This approach, termed strengths-based leadership development, has gained popularity. Similar to how being positive about your work yields better results than being negative, individuals are more motivated when they concentrate on improving their strengths rather than dwelling on their shortcomings. Research supports this notion, showing that those who focus on their strengths are more successful in making positive changes in themselves. How outstanding leaders impact their organizations. Exceptional leaders play a vital role in a company's success. Even possessing just 3 to 5 strong leadership skills can greatly benefit a firm, while those with 5 or more excel even further. These leaders contribute to higher profits, improved customer satisfaction, and more engaged employees. They attract and keep talented individuals, and help them enhance collaboration and teamwork. Moreover, outstanding leaders are loyal to their organizations, preferring to stay and build rather than frequently changing jobs. Key strengths and skills. Leadership strengths are qualities highly valued in most cultures and inherently important. They can be developed through focused effort and distinguish exceptional leaders from the average. These strengths fall into 16 skill sets grouped into 5 categories. 1. Focus on results, set clear goals, work hard to achieve them, and take initiative. 2. Leading change, understand your organization's strategic role, advocate for positive changes, and connect your company globally. 3. Character, always act with honesty and integrity in everything you do. 4. Interpersonal skills, communicate effectively, inspire your team, establish strong connections, support others' growth, and form effective teams. 5. Personal capability, excel in your professional abilities, solve problems efficiently, think innovatively, and focus on continuous self-improvement. Key skills for exceptional leadership. When deciding which skills to develop, focus on what distinguishes outstanding leaders from others. These include the ability to inspire, communicate effectively, set ambitious goals, think strategically, and solve problems. You can use this list to identify the areas you should work on to become a better leader. Alternatively, you can use the CPO model, which uses these same criteria to help you narrow down the specific skills you want to improve. Competence. Start by evaluating your existing strengths and potential areas for improvement, what some call strengths in embryo. Enhance these natural abilities to give yourself a head start in building real strengths. Passion. The thing you deeply care about is crucial. Don't waste time trying to excel in tasks you dislike. It's like slogging through mud. Drinking mud is just no fun. Everyone has different strengths, so focus on what genuinely excites you. Concentrate on skills that match your true passions. Organizational need. To excel in your job, focus on improving a key skill important to your company. Identify areas where you can contribute to fill gaps in your organization. Ensure your skill choices match your job responsibilities and what your company needs. Ideally, these components should match. You'll focus on a skill you already possess, enjoy using, and that benefits your employer. Is leadership innate? The discussion about leadership skills revolves around whether they are inherent or can be developed through effort. Some argue that leadership strengths are innate and fixed, like inborn talents that remain unchanged. However, experts disagree on this nature versus nurture question. In 2002, Melvin Sorcher, an influential industrial psychologist, and James Brandt wrote in the Harvard Business Review that much of leadership is hardwired into individuals by their early 20s. Despite genetic factors influencing leadership ability, extensive research indicates that hard work can significantly improve these skills. Therefore, while some qualities may be established early, dedicated effort can indeed enhance and cultivate effective leadership. Strengths training. To develop your strengths effectively, recognize that leadership is more about acquiring skills than accumulating knowledge. As you build up your skills, you'll discover various ways to enhance your strengths. One method is observing senior leaders in action and emulating their behaviors. This approach mirrors how apprentices traditionally learned from their masters, which has always been a key way to acquire skills. Research suggests that up to 70% of what people learn comes from informal, everyday learning experiences rather than formal classroom education. This means there are many avenues available to strengthen your abilities outside of traditional schooling. Your potential with skill training. Some skills, like presenting, coaching, and interviewing, along with broader abilities such as becoming more persuasive, can greatly benefit from formal training. Methods for learning these skills include watching demonstrations, attending leadership classes, joining seminars, reading books, or listening to recordings. Another option is to work with an executive coach who can provide personalized guidance and support. Leadership development isn't only reserved for top executives. Regular employees can also learn and excel as leaders. Every staff member benefits greatly from a focus on their strengths, aiming to improve the same essential skills emphasized in leadership training. These skills include problem solving, critical thinking, self-improvement, and supporting others in their growth. Train your mind like an athlete, cross-training for learning. Today's top athletes employ diverse training strategies to enhance their performance in sports. For instance, some runners incorporate swimming into their routines to boost flexibility, while certain football players engage in ballet to refine their footwork. Leaders can benefit greatly from specialized training programs that focus on specific leadership skills. Research shows that leaders improve by engaging in cross-training, which involves learning and practicing behaviors closely linked to the leadership capacities they want to develop. Essentially, this means identifying the skills you want to enhance and then training in related competencies that support those skills. This targeted approach helps leaders grow more effectively in their roles. Skills for personal and strategic growth. Certain skills contribute to personal development, such as good listening, honesty, and showing respect to others. In terms of strategic development, important abilities include focusing on customers, thinking innovatively, and solving problems effectively. Integrating information is like using building blocks when solving problems. It helps you organize, assess, and combine data effectively. These skills are important because they build upon each other, making you stronger in problem-solving and analysis. As you improve in integrating information, you naturally enhance your ability to tackle complex issues and lead effectively. Practicing related skills can boost your leadership abilities. For example, being good at communication helps you demonstrate your strengths in technical or professional areas. Apply action learning promptly and decisively. Major corporations use action learning methods pioneered by Professor Reginald Reevans from the University of Manchester in England to nurture their future leaders. Action learning emphasizes learning through experience. This approach applies equally to corporate executives. For example, many companies use action learning by teaming up with trainees to solve real-world problems together. This hands-on approach helps develop leadership skills effectively. The After Action Review, AAR, is a valuable learning tool for leaders, originally developed for the military. It involves gathering team members after an operation or project to analyze what happened and extract lessons. This reflective process enhances team understanding and develops ongoing improvement and effective decision-making, guided by questions like, what did we set out to do? What actually happened? What went well? What could have gone better? What would we do differently next time? And what did we learn? Maintain persistence for extended outcomes. Continuously reviewing what you've learned is essential for personal growth. Improvement requires ongoing effort. A successful development plan hinges on this principle. Sustainability equals learners' motivation times clarity of the goal times support from others times opportunities for practice times measurement of progress. Refine and simplify the provided statement for clearer feedback. To gauge your progress and skills, ask for feedback on your work and take it seriously. Look for specific suggestions that you can act on. Using a 360-degree feedback method works well because you get input from different viewpoints. This involves evaluations from your team members, colleagues, and supervisors. Their feedback gives you a realistic view of your strengths and areas to improve, which is more reliable than just judging yourself. In a survey of 27,000 leaders, those rated lowest in leadership skills tended to overestimate their abilities, while top-rated leaders underestimated their own worth, unaware of others' positive perceptions. Accurately assessing your strengths as you develop leadership skills is crucial for avoiding both overestimation and underestimation, facilitating growth as a leader. Key points. 1. Focus on enhancing strengths rather than fixing weaknesses to excel in leadership. 2. Acknowledge and understand weaknesses before setting measurable goals for improvement. 3. Leadership development should prioritize skills like inspiring, communicating, and problem-solving. 4. Acquire leadership skills through diverse methods including observing, training, and seeking feedback. 5. Encourage cross-training and leadership skills similar to athletes' diverse training routines. 6. Apply action learning by solving real-world problems to develop effective leadership skills. 7. Continuously seek feedback and accurately assess your strengths for ongoing personal growth.